Hi, everybody.
It was all going so well.
Do you remember Little Girls?
I have managed to break the mic.
Do you want to come here and I'll fix that while you...
Do you know how to fix it?
Yeah, come here. Oh, use mine.
Right. Oh. It's like it's fallen out of its cradle.
Mm. It is. The mic is in a cradle. And that's never really happened before. So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. So... I blame Simon Pegg and Nick Frost for me being a bit tired this morning, and also the controllers of ITV, too.
Mm.
Dave, switched the mic off while he's doing it. There you go. went out last night, had a few cheeky drinks, and left the pub fairly early for me.
Mm.
It was before 2.
Right.
And
that is early, isn't it?
Isn't it? And I got home, thought I'd put the telly on, quick mug of tea, and then bed. Oh, no. Shaun of the Dead's on ITV 2. I can't leave Shaun of the Dead. I can't sleep knowing that that is playing somewhere.
So you had to watch it?
No, I just watched a little bit
right.
of it. And you got red on you. So I watched that last night.
That's from the film.
And then went to sleep. Fell asleep, I think, before the end. But luckily, as I've seen the film a gazillion times, I knew the ending. But I put on Twitter, I was about to go to bed, but Shaun of the Dead's on ITV 2. And then I checked back about 5 minutes later, the amount of people that replied going, is it? Oh, you little git. I'm going to have to watch it now. So I don't feel as though I was on my own. And then I sent a message to Simon Pegg saying, it's your fault that I'm going to be tired in the morning.
See,
which he may or may not see.
Does part of your brain just not go, I'm too tired to watch this.
But
I can't watch this.
I'm not tired.
I've seen this film before. I have no need to watch it
I have this
again.
Film on DVD.
Yeah, I can watch it in the
anytime,
afternoon.
Why am I watching it? I could Sky Plus it and just watch it tomorrow. No, I have to watch it. I'll just watch a little bit more. Oh, it's the girl in the garden with the records. I'll just watch a little bit more. Ah, what a great, great, great movie Shaun of the Dead is. And I think it gets better the more I watch it.
Does it?
Yeah.
You see little things you didn't see.
You really do. There's so many little subtle things in it. Such a great movie. Anyway.
How's the mic going, engineer Dave?
Fascinating.
This is like a puzzle.
It's like a Rubik's Cube. The microphone attaches to like a series of little stringy connectors.
For now, how's that?
Fine.
Can you work with that?
Yeah, I'll work with that. All right, we'll swap. Hey. Hi.
That's the kind of bit of DIY you've done there.
Mm. Dancing, they're fixing the microphone.
That's kind of it.
So, so all good. So yesterday, I had a script meeting for the TV show, because I'm filming the second series of Chris Moore's Quiz Night next week. It's not going out until next year.
Mm.
We're filming next week.
All next week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
And then it's the Children in Need gig at the Albert Hall on Thursday. So it's, like, really busy at the moment. So I got home yesterday about, I don't know, 4, something like that. Mm. And I kind of had a bit of a doze and sorted a few bits and bobs out. And then it got to about 6-ish and I thought, I better go for a run. Little 5-miler. Boom!
It's very good.
Not the full 6.
Couldn't handle the full 6. Mm. But I'm now... That's it. I've done my 20 miles this week.
Good.
Yay.
And I've still got Friday, Saturday to run. So I could run today if I wanted to.
Or you could just enjoy yourself.
I might just enjoy myself. Might just watch Spooks.
See, I'm impressed when you can go running at 6 o'clock. Because for me, if I was in your situation, if I didn't get home and do it pretty much straight away, by the time I'd relaxed, I wouldn't get back into it.
You need to watch Spooks. It's brilliant.
I will watch it today. I will, promise.
But there's one upsetting bit in it that I'm still recovering from.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Somebody lost a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a Spooks pen.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
So does it say MI5, not 9 to 5 on it?
Yeah, and it's invisible ink.
So, went for a run and then went out with imaginary Martin last night.
How is Martin? All right.
Very good.
Good.
So we're sitting outside the pub in the beer garden-y bit, under a heater, which I'm not sure if it's a heater or if it's just an orange lamp. Because if you see an orange lamp, you naturally assume your brain goes, oh, outdoor heaters.
Psychologically, it makes you feel warmer.
That's true.
But it gives off about the same heat as a match.
Yeah.
So, weirdly, it wasn't that... I don't think it was that cold in the kind of evening.
It wasn't that cold last night, I don't think, was it?
After I finished my run, I was outside and I was freezing. And then I went, that kind of got showered and changed and whatever, sort of a few bits and bobs out, and then went out about 8 o'clock. Mm. And I didn't think it was that bad. I was all wrapped up, obviously, but it was quite nice.
I was cold yesterday afternoon. I went to the park with Nicole and went, she was on the swings, and I was stood there. I was proper cold.
It is getting...
Then again, I think I'm sickening for something.
Yeah. Wintry cold, it's horrible now.
But it was quite nice sitting outside the pub last night, just listening to the fireworks going off all around us. Apart from when they were a little bit too near, and you'd be sitting there with a drink, that's how's work, yeah, I'm working on this. Whoa! Whoa! How near was that? Might as well that. It's like two streets away. Okay.
We had a fireworks display in our garden last night, and it was the worst load of fireworks you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
Half of them didn't go off. Mm. The ones that did go off just went... That was it, with some green lights.
Did you buy the fireworks?
Now, I'm all in favour of buy one, get one free. I think that's brilliant.
Right.
And should be encouraged. But when you go and buy a massive box of fireworks, and it was quite big, about that big, right, you know, sort of, what's that, 3 foot across, something like that? And they said, it's buy one, get one free. I said, right, well, I don't need the other box, because this is more than enough. There's only me and the kids and stuff, that's fine. She goes, well... You've kind of got to take it because it's all wrapped up.
Yeah, man, you've got to take it.
So I've got a spare big box of fireworks, but I don't want it.
Let's let them off on the roof.
I should have brought it in, shouldn't I?
Let's bring them in.
Yeah.
Can you do a health and safety check to see if we're going to let some fireworks off the roof? That would be mega.
There's a whole box, right? If you tick fireworks, alarms goes off. Fireworks and BBC Health and Safety aren't.
Yeah, hello. We're not going to let them off inside the building.
No.
Just on the roof.
Shall I bring... Is Monday too late for fireworks or not?
No.
All right, I'll bring him in on Monday.
It'll take Alan about a month to get the form sorted, but we'll do it. How much, can I ask how much the fireworks were?
£35.
Yeah, that's why then.
Mm.
Cheap.
No, I thought that's quite a lot.
I spent £35 on one rocket once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Those really big boys.
Do you know how your average rocket is about the size of your thumb?
Yeah.
This was about the same size, in all seriousness, as Alan's head.
Mm.
And I bought three of them and let one off. Boom! I'm like, whoa! Because, do you know, I remember, I had these at the end of my corridor in my flat, and I didn't know where to put them.
They looked like an anti-aircraft missile.
And they used to be leaning just around the corner from a massive radiator.
I didn't know
where else to put them, because they were so big.
Yeah, I mean, the people in flat one would have got a shock, wouldn't they?
Oh, would they ever? Tell you what, that would have gone straight through the roof.
You know when you say buying a bottle, because I've never... done fireworks myself. I've been to organised displays, but I've never done that sort of thing. And actually, the idea of you with fireworks concerns me, because practicality is not really your strong point.
I scared myself.
But am I right in thinking, is there such a thing as a sort of instant display in a box?
Yes,
there
is.
You buy a box, you light one fuse, and the whole lot just happens.
That's what I should have got, and I've had that before, and it's great. And it is, it's just one box with one little fuse, you light the whole thing, and then you get a 10-minute mini fireworks.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. See, I didn't do that. I bought the individual one, so there's at least 3-minute gap between each going off while you have to light them.
Oh, you got your little taper.
Yeah.
The worst story ever was a fireworks thing at my old flat years, and this is a long time ago. And we had so many fireworks, because then people turn up with fireworks, and it was like, oh my God, what do we do with these? So I had a big box that was spare. So I'm like, well, we'll hide those in the cupboard. And a friend of mine, who shall remain nameless... You know who it is, don't you?
I know exactly who it is. I can see him now. In fact, the horror is now coming back to me from that evening.
I tell this story, by the way, as a warning to everybody with fireworks. Anybody who touches them. My friend has a route around my flat.
Right.
And finds this extra box of fireworks. Opens the lid, thinking, oh, these must be empty. Oh, no, look. Look at that. And picks them up and walks... out of the flat, into my conservatory, which leads to, obviously, outside, holding a box of fireworks. With a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, please, no.
And he goes... Oh, my God, look, I found an entire box of fireworks sitting in your cupboard. And I went,
Oh, yeah, therefore... Oh, my God, you've got a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. And he's gone, it's all right. It's not going to set them off. We're fine. Get it! You've never seen such a panic. Get this thing! Get the fireworks away from him! It was like Operation Idiot Friend. He was then the friend that found my massive £35 rocket.
Oh, really?
And went, we should set that off. And I'm like, no, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for like a, I don't know, maybe later, but I'm kind of thinking about saving it. What for? I don't know what for, but anyway. Anyway, so I was walking someone to the end of the road because they were, so a girl was kind of walking home and I said, I'll walk you to the end of the road. So as I kind of walked down, it was a good night, wasn't it? Yeah, it's all good, isn't it? Yeah. And what time are you up in the morning? And we just stopped, like a sitcom, stared at each other, because we knew, as soon as I left, that was my friend, who shall remain nameless, Mitch, going, right, he's gone, let's set that massive rocket off. And there it was. So we look at each other, and then we just hear the loudest bang, the entire sky of North London just lights up. Boom! I'm like that. As soon as I got back to the flat, I went, you let it off. Why do you? He went, I know. I couldn't wait. Because it was sitting there and it looked brilliant. And it, oh my God, it was amazing, though. Have you got any more?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, the little git.
Weirdly, last night, we didn't hear that many fireworks.
Considering, you'll probably hear them
Saturday. Yeah, but is it just me, or do people tend to let off fireworks more these days anyway? I.e., just randomly on a Saturday night, you'll hear. And at first, you know, you think, is it gunshots? And then you think, no, it must be fireworks.
Fireworks,
or
yeah.
Alan has taken all the fireworks sound effects out of the system now. You know, he's obviously like, you've had your fun, and that's it.
I think the problem with mine is they're all damp or something. Probably, I just didn't like them properly. But it was very disappointing. You know when it's bad, when the kids just kind of go, right, I'm going to watch Peppa Pig. And they just go off in the lounge. It's like, and I'm still out there going, we've got still half of them to do.
Mm. How many, what time did you do with fireworks?
Kind of as soon as it got dark, really. Right. So sort of 5:30-ish, right, I think, okay. Something like that.
And how long did they last before?
Well, do you know...
Was it Finn?
Finn and Xanthi. Tilly, I mean, she's...
Yeah, well, sure.
Whatever. She doesn't really...
She's a bit young for fireworks.
She's a bit young, yeah. She's quite immature. So they kind of, you know, they braved it to start with, and we let a few off, and...
But what are we looking at? An hour?
Do you know what? Probably from first to last.
An hour?
With kind of 3-minute gaps in between
I'd have been bored
each disappointing
as well.
Oh, my God. I'd have been in Peppa Pig after half an hour.
Yeah. I was boring myself, but I just looked at the box and we've still got like 8 to go, and they're all Roman candles.
And they're like, oh, God, boring. Dad, it's cold and boring.
Well, then they just turned and walked out into the lounge.
Why don't you just buy one big fat rocket for 35 quid?
I should have done
kind of that. Right, you ready, kids? Now, you better watch this. There's only one. Here we go. Stand back. No. Stand back.
I should have done that.
And then do you pace down the garden? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stand back, I said. This is daddy work. Light it off. Boom! Your entire village shakes.
Yeah.
Like when that thing went off at the power station, your air and cooler popped open.
Yeah. Bunsfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It really did pop the air and
cooler. Remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Really shook the foundations.
It did. I was involved in a news story.
It made your air and cooler door pop open.
It did pop open, yeah. That never opens during the night, and that's when we knew it was big.
Yeah.
We heard click.
Anyway, so look, that was fireworks night, as Alan calls it. Guy Fawkes night. I watched a bit of Paul O'Grady show yesterday with a special host... Guest host Joe Brand.
Blimey.
It was a bit ropey. And David Williams was on. And Shakira. And Joe Brand says, Shakira, you do have Guy Fawkes Night, Bonfire Night in America? She goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. Do you want to explain it, David? And David Williams goes, yeah. Every year we light bonfires to celebrate a man called Guy Fawkes who tried to blow up the House of Parliament and was eventually burnt at the stake. And she goes, right. And he went, it's mainly for kids. And as he's saying, I'm thinking to myself, it is a very weird celebration, isn't it? When you start to analyse what it's all about. So this man tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament, and he failed. He was caught out. So to celebrate catching him, we burn him on a fire of our own and all over the country.
Yeah.
And then we have gunpowder with special coloured dye, so that, and then we set that off into the sky and it explodes.
I don't think it would catch on these days if it were to happen again.
No. And also we have apples, you know fruit, apples,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we cover them in toffee.
Yeah.
And we eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have parking as well. And I don't mean ample free.
No.
I mean like Yorkshire parking.
Yeah, mm.
Like if you're going up this this weekend?
Yes.
If you go to a bonfire in Yorkshire, you'll have some nice bit of Yorkshire parking.
Mm-hmm.
Be very nice.
Mm.
Not Simon Parkin, who used to do children's BBC.
That's who I'm thinking of.
No, yeah, it's not cake. Him.
The gingerhead man.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's cake.
Yeah.
It's nice cake.
So you're right, we won't get away with it. Anyway, look, we should move on. But we don't have to. Here is Alan to tell you what is on the show today. Won't take long.
It was a good day today. Our final.
Yeah, you're
BBC Switch Live ticket giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a new? the Golden Hour.
Yay!
Yay.
Golden Hour.
We've got Kimberly Walsh on the phone.
Kimberly Walsh.
And Len Goodman.
Len Goodman.
Les Goodman.
Oh, yeah, Dev called him Les.
8. Len Goodman. 7. Len Goodman. 8. Len Goodman. 8. Len Goodman. 8. Len Goodman.
I like Len Goodman, that would be good.
And Ozzy, what's your impression of Len Goodman?
6!
Right, okay.
There you go.
Not really getting out of your mouth.
Len Goodman. 8! Len Goodman. 8!
Len Goodman.
9.
Right.
Okay.
Couple.
Shh, Tess. Can't wait to speak to Len Goodman.
That'd be good.
Strictly Come Dancing is live from the Tower Ballroom at the top of the Blackpool Tower, if you're comedy, Dave, in Blackpool, tomorrow night, BBC One. Make sure you watch it. I think it might be on at a slightly earlier time.
Oh, is it?
And now, are we going to see your husband, Carrie, on Strictly Come Dancing?
I don't know, because I don't know if he's made the edit. He was involved in the filming.
Was he dancing?
He danced with Ali Bastian.
Oh, he'll be on there.
He'll be on, yeah.
But I think it was mainly to kind of focus on the lads rather than people who were sort of organising, if you know what I mean.
But he still danced, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it different dancing to the dancing that he did on the table at our wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what? He's so funny.
Was that when he ended up in my lap?
Pretty much.
Was that didn't your mum tell him to get off the table?
Yeah, and I videoed it. Oh, no, someone happened to be videoing it at the time. Vernon was videoing it. And he basically got... You can hear Vernon. Tom pretends to go... Carrie's husband pretends to go and stand on a table at Dave's wedding. And which everyone goes, oh, don't be silly. Apart from Vernon, who's filming it, who goes, do it, do it, do it. So Tom, who's had a few, stands on the table and starts pretending to leap off. And he's like, and he's looking right at me and I'm like that, not a chance. I, at this point, have got a pint of lager in my hand. And he goes, and then just decides to leap off the table on top of me.
Onto your mum, no.
And at which point you can hear my mum going, stop that! Stop it!
You're really upsetting your wife!
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. Because I was screaming at him, going, what are you doing, you idiot?
I'll tell you what, though. You'd be proud of me. I didn't spill a drop.
High five.
Spill a drop.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Shall we start the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea. Should we play one song or two songs?
Couple.
Two songs. Okay then, Tess. Right, I'll try my best. I think we've only got time for one, though, love.
Couple.
Hey, you know that Tess is up in Blackpool. Does that mean that Vernon will be out for, for a...
What, he gets a pass?
Well, I just wondering whether he'd go down the pub for a...
Oh, for a...
Couple.
Right.
Sorry.
I didn't get that either.
Do it again.
I thought you'd just forgotten all your words.
Right. You know Tess is in Blackpool.
Yeah.
Does that mean Vernon will be allowed out for a...
7!
Yeah. Or a couple.
That's what Vernon has, though. Yeah, 7. Team.
From the Chris Moyle Show. International.
come on, everybody. It's Friday morning. If you're still in bed, you need to leap out of bed, turn the radio up, and dance around in your pants to the first song this morning.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, what a lovely couple. Friday.
International Radio.
One, two, three, four. In your underpants, in your knickers, get out of bed and dance for the Kaiser Vickers. If that's what they were called, that would have been a perfect
name.
Oh no, here we go. Get out of bed and dance in your briefs. Our first song today is the Kaiser Chiefs. Oh, get it. Love that. Mm. How can you not love a little bit of the Kaiser Chiefs to get you up in the morning?
That does wake you up, doesn't it?
One more time. Come on.
Let's do that.
Perfect. That song has got parody written all over it, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I predict a parrot.
No, that wouldn't work. Something
I
else.
Predict.
Keep working on it.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Be honest, 8119 on the text. Did you just dance around in your pants? Did your other half dance around in their pants in front of you while you went, you're such an idiot? Send me a text. 8119 comes right through to the studio. Get your phone out. 8119. Thank you. Let's get the news and sport. It's a minute past seven.
5 minutes past seven now.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Miss Carrie Prideaux.
Thank you.
There you are. The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio. Why did you tell me that before I played this long jingle if I'm about to play another jingle?
I like that one. That's very...
I haven't heard that before.
It's very quick,
well,
isn't it?
It's an old one.
Is it?
Anyway, can't play that jingle yet because I've got to play this one.
BBC Switch live.
The phone lines are open. Right, 03700 100 if you want to come on the competition. BBC Switch live. Do a bit of karaoke. When I say a bit, it's only like one line of a song. Mm-hmm. 03700 100 100. 03700 100 100. Call now. And you could be on the air winning. BBC Switch is a big event happening on Sunday afternoon in London. Black Eyed Peas. End Dubs, Saturdays. Alexandra Burt. Pixie Lott.
It's a great lineup.
So call now if you want to be on. 03700 100 100. Standard geographic charges apply. Calls for mobiles may be higher. Please get Bill Payers' permission before calling. Who is Bill Payers? I don't know. I've never met him. Mm. And it's only open to you if you're between 14 and 17 years old, by the way. Not stone. Point that out. If you're under 16, you'll need to have spoken to your parents about taking part in the competition and coming to London this Sunday. If you're over 16, stuff them. You don't need permission, because you're a 17-year-old.
You're almost a grown-up.
So, 03700 100 100, right?
Open
right.
Half an hour.
Oh, what? The... Half an hour. Yeah, half an hour.
BBC Switch live.
Day five, still not got an out for this competition. Ask every day, still don't get one.
We'll get it for Monday when it's over.
Brilliant, yeah. The Chris Moyle Show. Hello there. Everybody now. International Radio 1. According to today's Daily Star, telepsychic Derek Acora aims to solve one of the world's biggest mysteries tonight.
Apparently so.
How Michael Jackson died. He'll be holding a live TV seance to contact the dead Michael Jackson. And the first question Derek is going to ask is, were you murdered? It's going to be a very sensitive and heartwarming television programme.
What's it on?
Sky One.
Oh, my God, it is Sky. Yeah. So, Derek says...
I'm a huge fan of Michael's. I like millions of others. I want to find out the truth. I want to ask him how he died. I want to know if he's okay and if he is settled. If Michael can channel his energy into me and wants to take over my body, then I would be willing for that to happen. And then he added, because it's a very sensitive issue,
yeah.
If I start moonwalking, then we know it's worked.
Jesus.
Well, he asked him what he thought of the concert as well.
Which one?
You know, the Michael Jackson Memorial Concert, whether yeah. he approved or not.
Can you ask him also as well, how's Elvis? That's another yeah. one.
This has got to be worth a watch, hasn't it? Or certainly recording.
Sky One tonight at 10 o'clock. Michael Jackson, the live seance.
That's unbelievable.
I can't decide whether it's sick or hilariously funny. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Mm.
But, yeah, Derek Acora is bonkers.
Do you remember that interview I did with Derek Acora
yeah.
a few years ago, and we had to try and crowbar lyrics from Ghostbusters into yes. the interview? Oh, do you remember?
No, I remember it very clearly, because one of your questions was, Derek, if there's something, you know, I don't know, if there's something strange in your neighbourhood, I mean, who are you going to call?
He didn't get it. It's
and pretty, he answered it.
Yeah, he did. Mm. Well, I don't know.
Obviously, I have people. I have friends. Didn't he talk about his friends that were invisible or something? Yeah, something very bizarre.
Yeah, something like that, wasn't it? We did it upstairs in the pub around the corner.
Mm. I know. Anyway, so that's tonight on Sky One. On the text, 8-1-9. What's wrong with us 13-year-olds, damn it? Well, the organisers of BBC Switch hate you.
Maybe you'll have You're to welcome. Wait for BBC Switch Live next year.
But listen, we don't hate you. We love 13-year-olds on this show. And 12-year-olds, and 11-year-olds, and 10-year-olds. We love you all.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't like the under-4s, because they don't count as official listeners. So really, if you're under four, shove off. If you're 5 or 6, how are you?
You can be in our gang.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, BBC Switch, the competition's only open between 14 and 17-year-olds. So if there's any 13-year-olds listening, where you're, mate. BBC Switch hates you. Nick Grimshaw and Annie Mac hate you. Allard Hayden-Jones, Allard, hates you.
I really don't.
Allard Hayden-Jones, Allard hate 13-year-olds. Yeah. That's what his real
That's
name
his real
is.
Name.
But us on this show, we love you. If you want to text in, we'll say hello to you. 8-1-9. Right? I was dancing in my bed to the Kaiser Chiefs, says Sarah in Wilmslow. I'm now wide awake. Cheers. Chris, I would have danced around in my underpants, but as I'm at work, I'd have probably been sacked for indecent exposure.
Best not to risk it, is it? Especially on a Friday.
Please say hello to Bill and Scott, who are driving down the M4. They've been on the road since 5 o'clock this morning. Carrie, do you want to say that? Hello to Bill and Scott?
Hello, Bill and Scott. Good morning. Keep driving.
There you go.
Oh, that'll make their day.
Keep driving.
Derek Acora is my uncle, says one text.
Really?
Dave, you are a legend. You were on telly the other day in a programme called The Noughties.
Yeah, apparently so. I've not seen this yet. But it's something I recorded a long time ago.
What channel is it?
BBC Three.
Okay. Because I was asked to do a show for Channel 4, I think, called The Noughties. But I said no.
This was called The Noughties, Was That It? And it was just a big review of the decade.
What did you do? Was it you and Chappers? Or you
no,
and
it's just
own?
Me.
No.
But I've not seen it yet. But it was on the other night, apparently.
What do you talk about? Do you talk about stuff that you remember, or do you talk about stuff that they tell you to talk about and pretend that you remember it? Do you remember that? You can always tell those shows.
We'll take a final answer.
When someone like Sarah Kaywood has got way too much knowledge about a Weetabix advert from 1984. She remembers it word for word, frame by frame, and you're there going, I don't think you do. I think you've just watched it, haven't you?
They have topics which they want to discuss.
Sure.
You know, such as Asbos and all-day drinking and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just Asbos and all-day drinking. It was all
Were we on it?
I don't know.
Was it a breakfast show?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Not in the bit that I was doing, no. I've not seen...
Well, if you've done a talking head for it and they never asked you about the show, chances are we're not in it. Yep. Thanks, Dave. That's co-promotion on the BBC.
Okay, Dave, we're going to talk about the great rainfall of 2005. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Basically, there was loads of rain in 2005, and it really was horrendous. It was a nightmare. Okay, we're rolling. Dave, what do you remember about 2005?
I remember 2005 and the rainfall. It was just horrendous.
Okay, that's great. Okay. And now could you talk about...
Is that how they work?
It's 2.5 hours, that programme, I think.
All right, here we go then. I'm 13 and I love you too, says Hammy in Belfast. I'm Lucy, I'm 13. I always seem to miss out on good concerts because of my age. Please make a concert for the 13-year-olds. Could do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Chris, I'm 13. Say hello to me. 13 stone, that is. From Mel.
What? I am Mel.
Chris, I'm 13. Can you say hello? Cheers. That's from Steve the Trucker on my way to Luton.
Right.
I'm starting to get the feeling people are just putting their name and then saying they're 13.
Yeah.
So. I'm 13, but I look older. Can I go to the concert, please? Love from Ellie from Cheltenham. Alan?
No.
Right, okay.
Sorry. Love you, though, Ellie.
Safi danced around on the bed. 12 years old. What if you're 13 now, but 14 on Sunday? Could you go then?
Yes.
But then how could you enter the competition?
Because you'd...
Because the phone lines are only open for 14, 17-year-olds. So you wouldn't be able to phone up and get through.
It's actually to do with how old you are on the day.
Yeah, but how... But it doesn't say that when we say phone up now, but you've got to be 14, between 14 and 17.
That's a good point. If you did read all the BBC terms and conditions on the website, like you promote every day, I'm
just
sure it'd be there.
Just to annoy Alan and worry him, can every single person listening right now get their phone out and write, I am 13 today, but 14 on Sunday. I demand my chance or something. Send it now.
Actually, it probably works the other way as well. If you're 17 today but 18 on Sunday, that's
then you are allowed.
Yeah,
you are allowed.
Then you're not.
Well, you are.
Because 18,
you're allowed
you're
to enter the, you're allowed to enter the competition but can't go to the concert.
Yeah.
And if you're 13 and 14 on Sunday, you can't enter the competition, but you could go to the concert if you'd have entered the competition and won.
As a friend.
Yeah. So, 811-811-9, send Alan a text saying, Alan, it's all your fault. I'm enjoying this music, by the way.
It's quite uplifting, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think we should move on and play a record, right?
Mm.
I Feel Kasabian coming up. I'm just working out how it ends.
Is that the end?
I'll go for four. Ready?
One, two,
no,
three.
No. Ready? The Chris Moyle Show. That'll do, I suppose, won't it? Right, it's 7:15. International Radio 1. That's the Saturdays and Forever is Over. Good morning, it's 7:24, BBC Radio 1. Dave was on the... The Cowhead Show again yesterday, Alad.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, brilliant.
The Cowhead Show is in Florida, and they called Dave about his ring.
Because the thing was, I'd emailed them yesterday because brilliant. I thought, because they'd offered to go out and help with the search, I thought it was only right that actually I informed them that it had been found, because I didn't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
So I emailed them and said, blah, 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 thank you so much for all your efforts and best regards, etc. And then I'm sitting there last night watching the football, and the phone rings, and it's them.
Brilliant.
Who was it?
It was a girl called Dinah.
From
The Cowhead Show.
The Cowhead Show. From the Cowhead Show.
So so they just wanted to have a little chat and find out what happened, etc., etc.
Hey, Dave, it's Cowhead here. Yeehaw! I believe you found your wedding ring.
I mean, that's not really how he talks. Hang on a second. How does he do it again?
He's more New York. The Cowhead Show.
Is this Comedy Dave on the phone? How are you?
That's right. How are you, Comedy Dave? It's great news about your wedding ring. Uh-huh.
They very much like the American act, because what they'd done is they'd heard us playing the clip of them on this show, which really? they enjoyed very much. So
we should partner up with stations around the world.
Mm.
And maybe do,
you know, like twin towns.
Yeah, twin stations.
Exactly, we should do that.
But they were saying, they were laughing at my impression of Cowhead, right? But actually, your New York impression is the funny one.
Well, you always say that my New York impression sounds slightly Mexican. Because when you think New York, you think coffee and get out of the way, buddy, and all that sort of stuff, right? Which is how I think of New York.
Sure. You've never been, have you?
I have once.
Right.
It was a dark time.
Yeah, it was very dark. The Cowhead Show. So, how are you, Mr. Cowhead?
Hang on, I need to get into character.
Oh, sure.
Eat coffee. The Cowhead Show.
Enough already. I'm fine. I need a coffee.
That's brilliant. Do you want anything to eat with the coffee, Mr. Cowhead?
A bagel or something.
I can't say many words, that's the thing.
No, you can't.
No. I need to spend more time there.
Well, hello to the Cowhead Show. team and Mr. Cowhead. Is it Mr. Cowhead?
I think it's just Cowhead.
Is Cow his first name and Head is his surname?
Well, I don't know whether you call him Mr. Head or not. No, I think it's Mr. Cowhead.
Mr. Head.
Mr. Cowhead, or just Cowhead.
Cowhead.
But he sends his best regards anyway.
Well, and I send my best regards back to Mr. Cowhead. The Cowhead
Show. There you go. Our partners.
So what they've done as well is that they went out the other day and they filmed a video of this guy, Medicine Man, who was the fella who was going to lead the search with his metal detector on the
beach. To find your wedding ring.
To find the ring. And obviously, Cowhead was saying last night, he goes, well, we've already shot the video. I know that the ring has been found, but we want to send you the video anyway. So they're going to bung that through to us and we'll have a looky-see.
Okay. We'll have a looky-see. See?
That's lovely.
Here comes a nice text message. Did we play an advert for BBC Switch Live?
We did.
Rich in Oxford is texting saying, that advert for Switch Live says it's hosted by none other than Annie Mac. But it also says it's hosted by Nick Grimshaw, who surely is someone other than Annie Mac.
Yeah.
Very good point, but you are taking things way too seriously. Anyway.
We got to take a quick break. It's the Cowhead Show. The Cowhead Show.
7:28. The sky was falling down, down, down. Even if the sky was falling down, down, down. Imagine being in the studio, right, writing songs, pop songs.
Mm.
And me and Dave, let's say me, Dave and Dominic are all writing together. Dominic turns up late. Sorry, guys, traffic's a nightmare. Me and Dave go, hey, don't worry, we've come up with a brilliant song. Ready, Dave?
Mm.
Down, down, even if the sky was falling down, down, down.
Right. Okay, like I'm not overwhelmed, I'll be honest with you.
I think it could be a massive hit around the world. What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Seriously, when you sing like that, it's just got John and Edward written all over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like it. Chase Sean featuring Lil Wayne. And that's called Down.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Down. How many minutes left on the phone lines for BBC Switch Live, Al, do you reckon?
3 minutes.
3 minutes left. 03700 100 100 if you haven't registered yet for our live karaoke contest for you to possibly win tickets to BBC Switch Live this Sunday. You've got 3 minutes left. 03700 100 100. That's the phone number. Only if you're 14 or 15 or 16 or 17. Thanks. Right, let's get the news from Dominic Byrne. It's just gone 7:32. We have a lovely text comes in from Pete and Claire. And Pete and Claire are mummy and daddy to a gorgeous daughter called Danielle. Morning, Danielle.
Morning.
Morning, Danielle.
It's Danielle's 10th birthday today.
Happy Yay. Birthday, Danielle.
Happy birthday, Danielle, from your mummy and your daddy. And they said they're going to give you £100 for your birthday.
Did they?
Happy wow. birthday.
That's very generous.
Did they?
No,
that's
I
a lot.
Just said it.
Oh.
So, Danielle, you should say to Mum and Dad, oh, thanks, Mum and Dad, I love you too.
100
where's
quid.
Where's my money? They also said they're going to take you to Disneyland Paris.
Wow.
That's nice.
And New York. And buy you a car.
It's the best birthday ever.
Right.
The weather's starting off mainly dry today. The rain is coming back, though, spreading in from the west of the UK. It's already hitting Northern Ireland and southwest England. The weekend will be cool with plenty of showers. 7:38 now.
The lines are closed. For BBC Switch Live. More competition. The phone lines are closed. It's the biggest event that BBC have staged since yesterday. Loads of acts performing live for your entertainment, including Alexandra Bach, N-Dubs, Pixie Lott, The Saturdays, JLS, the little fella from Britain's Got Talent,
Shaheen.
No, Piers Morgan.
Oh.
And the Black Eyed Peas.
It's time.
What for?
To face.
The Cowhead Show. Sorry. Anyway, so that's BBC Switch Live. So lines are closed. We'll do the competition in a little bit. Very nice. Good. I'm in a really, really good mood today. Has anyone noticed?
Yeah. It's because it's Friday, nice. Isn't it?
I think it could be. I'm just very happy.
I love Fridays. They're like the best day of the week.
Mm.
I never read anything. I don't normally read out birthdays occasionally, but not all the time. Can you say a big hello to Jess Steed?
or stead, could be. She's lovely, says Guy and Kettering. So there you go. Morning, Jess.
So you're not normally interested in other people's happiness, are you?
No.
Normally you're reveling in other people's unhappiness.
Matt from Gloucester says, I'm 28. Does that mean I can have two tickets for the Switch Live?
Good point, well made.
Because he's... Right, okay.
Yeah, see?
Is that not how it works?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's worth a try, though, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Dom. I'm running a fireworks party in Exmoor tonight.
Hello.
What's the weather going to be? Says Rich in Dulverton.
I will let you know in the 8 o'clock weather bulletin.
Exmoor's very changeable, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to
has its own weather system.
But you're not allowed to use the word changeable when you tell him what the weather will be, because that would be a cop-out.
Can I say a mixed bag or not? Is that just the same?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not before you've researched it, no.
Okay.
Evie, who is a sexy vocal coach off X Factor, has just texted me saying, can you play a couple of songs because I really need to get in the shower? So while everybody's enjoying that image, we'll play a couple of songs.
Blimey.
Now everybody's happy.
Johnny Bond keeps trying, and so does Jamie Thigston. They're pretenders to the throne, and that means Chris will keep on doing the show each morning and having lots of fun. Cause he's the undisputed savior of Radio 1.
It is 7:40, it's 22:08. Let's play the mighty pendulum.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh my God, you keep going on and on and on about it. I'm shaking it already.
BBC Switch Live.
You know, Dave, we have our callers that have been selected according to the BBC guidelines for competitions. For the competition terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/switch.
That pleases me.
And they're hoping to win four tickets to BBC Switch Live Sunday at London's Hammersmith Apollo, formerly the Labatt's Apollo.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You don't see Labatt's anymore, do you?
No, do you remember?
It? Canadian lager.
Yeah, and there was a while when there was a big push on it, wasn't it? And it was advertised everywhere. You don't see it.
I used to go to a club at top of our road with my dad on a Sunday, and I used to drink Labatt's Strong.
Did you?
Oof. Cool, you'd have a little doze when you got home after that.
Wasn't it popular around the time of Due South? You know, when people were into Mounties and stuff.
Labatt's. Anyway. Right, let's do the competition. Let's go to line one, where there'll be somebody very excited hanging on the phone. That person is Charlotte. Morning, Charlotte. Oh, Stacey Solomon.
I'm sensing happiness, Charlotte.
I'm extremely happy. It's my birthday today, and this is amazing.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
How old are you today?
17.
You know what? If this was just one more year, you wouldn't be allowed to go to the concert.
Oh, no, thank goodness.
Who do you want to see at this massive gig?
JLS. Bye.
JLS.
Who's your favourite?
Aston
Marvin, and me.
He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Oh, he's fit.
Oh, he's fit. Ugh. Who else do you like?
Black Eyed Peas.
I'm gonna feel it. Oh, I better check it's not that blooming song. But like I did last time. So, Charlotte, where are you from?
Stubbington.
That's Southampton way.
Yes.
What do you do? So you're 17. So you're you at college?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Childcare.
Healthcare. I did that.
Childcare.
Oh, you're doing childcare?
No, we're children.
Oh, I see.
Okay, hang on a second. Are you doing healthcare or childcare?
Childcare.
Who helped you with that answer?
My family and stuff.
No, who just shouted childcare at you?
Oh, my dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. do you know what? You might as well put him on. Maybe he'll be able to answer the competition question for you.
Fancy.
All right, so listen, Charlotte, who are you going to bring with you if you win?
My sister. She's been trying all week to get these tickets.
Oh, what a sweetheart you are.
How old is she?
She's a lovely, lovely person.
Hello. How old is your sister?
14.
Oh,
this has worked out perfectly, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a birthday treat.
Oh, but it's your birthday and you're still going to give a ticket to your sister?
Definitely.
Very nice. You get four tickets, though, so you can bring two more mates.
Oh, definitely.
Right. So, you can bring me and Dave?
Sure.
Are we allowed to go?
No, too old.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Does our staff status not get us in?
No, you could. You have to stand backstage.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm sure Charlotte would be all right coming backstage with us. She won't mind.
That's true.
I'd love to.
I bet you would. So, listen, let's do it, shall we, Charlotte?
Yes.
I'm going to play a little bit of a song from one of the acts performing on the bill.
Yep.
All you've got to do is then sing me the next line of the song.
Okay.
But you've got to get it word for word right, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you hear it, if you want to go in straight away and start singing, fair enough, but if you want to have a little think and then hear it again, it's up to you.
Okay.
All right? Don't go quiet on me now, Charlotte.
I'm just breathing.
Nicola.
Oh,
here's Nicola.
No, that's line Charlotte, one. Line right. One, Matt.
That'd be the wrong button.
Nicola will be on line two, all right? Sorry about that. That's
don't stuff this up, Charlotte, because Nicola's waiting in the wings.
Yeah, she is.
It's all mine.
Hang on a second. Nicola?
Yeah?
We never speak to line two normally unless line one screws it up. Mm. So, stand by. You never know. You might get a chance.
Okay.
All right, okay. It's not your birthday today, is it?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, hey, listen, happy birthday for... if we don't talk to you again, Nicola, happy birthday for yesterday.
Right. Thank you.
Do you know, while we're here, let's say there's a person hanging on line three, because there's always people on line three. Mm. We never get to speak to them. Hello, Pippa.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got to be honest, Pippa, chance of you getting these tickets is about a gazillion to one.
I know.
But weirdly, you're studying childcare as well, like Charlotte on line one.
I know.
How weird is
how do you enjoy the childcare studying?
It's really, really good.
Is it really good, Charlotte?
Yeah, it's amazing. Right. I love
it. Have you had a birthday in the last two or three days?
No.
Okay, right.
I'll get lost then. Mm. Right, hang on there, Pippa, you never know.
Okay, then.
All right, not a chance. Right, Charlotte, it's all about you, though, right now.
Definitely.
I'm going to play the clip, and then when you know, you sing the words, the next line, back to me, okay?
Yes.
All right. Oh, so nervous, Charlotte.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, what I feel is like nerves in my... you don't really want me to tell you about it, do you?
No.
All right. Here is your song, Charlotte.
She never did a thing, a boy like me would be in need, when all I really wanted was to have some fun.
No, I'm
telling you one thing, number one.
I will understand how you're number one. Just a thing before, now you're the one.
Hang on, who's whispering?
Is that Dad?
No, my
wasn't
that bad.
Yeah, Dad's a massive Tinchy Strider fan. So, did you say, I don't understand how you're number one?
Yeah, my dad is number one, obviously. Yeah,
no, I know he is, but is that what you said? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Did you sing this?
I don't understand how you're number one.
Oh! You have won, Charlotte!
I've won?
Yes!
Yes!
Good Lord.
Crikey.
Whoa. Hey?
I hope Dad's got his ear defenders on.
Whoa. Charlotte, what's your sister's name?
Jessica. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Don't thank me. Thank Charlotte.
Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Oh, my good God.
It's going to be a loud one on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You can bet it.
Hey, Dad, we can feel your daily pain.
Mm.
He's a proper rock star, don't you worry.
Well, all right, okay, good. Well,
He's a taxi driver.
Oh, is he? Oh, well, that can't be helped. Now, listen, Charlotte.
Yes?
It's your birthday today.
Yes?
And before you go off to college, what time are you going to go to college?
I've got a day off today.
Ah! Oh!
Even better.
Okay, so it's your birthday. You've got the day off.
Yes.
You've got presents to open.
And which I'm halfway through.
You have just won tickets for you and Jessica and two of your mates to come to London on Sunday to see JLS.
Hey, Charlotte, what's your favourite radio station?
Radio 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Radio yeah. 1, baby. All right, listen, well done, Charlotte.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Have a good time on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Jessica. Bye, Charlotte.
Bye.
Oh, bye, Dad.
Bye.
There he is. Oh, Nicola.
Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, thank you for putting me through.
Well, you're more than welcome, and happy birthday for yesterday, Nicola.
Thank you.
All right.
Listen, best of luck with your double German GCSE as well.
Oh, you know everything, don't you?
I know.
Bye, Nicola. See you, Nicola.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Pippa?
Bye.
Isn't it rubbish being on line three?
It is, yeah.
It's awful. Well, you've won nothing, Pippa.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that when you go to college today, everyone will have heard you on the radio and you'll be, like, well famous.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Doesn't want to know.
Yeah. I don't want to hold you up, love. You've got things to do. All right, so there you go. That was it. It was Tinchy Strider, N-dubs.
Nana, Nae.
Nana, Nae.
Since she's tried her. N-dubs. Charlotte will be seeing them with her sister Jessica on Sunday and JLS.
And now you got a place in my heart. It's funny how you actually went from my homie to my only number one.
Oh.
When I left Greece, I couldn't cook boily egg.
Couldn't cook boily egg?
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. Oh, Matthew.
Doesn't she sound disappointed when she says it?
She
does.
Matthew.
Very well. That's Matt Fincham's gran.
Granny boily egg.
Granny boily egg.
When I left Greece, I couldn't cook boily egg.
Yeah. English is terrible, isn't it? Anyway, right. So, that's it. It's 8 o'clock already.
Wow.
Where's the time gone?
Backwards.
Right.
We got the golden hour coming up at 9 o'clock. And we've also, in the next hour... BBC Switch Live is going to be hosted by none other than Annie Mack and other than Nick Grimshaw and other than Allard and other than Kimberly, little Kimbers, from Girls Aloud.
Yay! Nice.
So we're going to speak to Kimberly on the phone from her home, I would imagine. So I'll speak to Kimberly in the next half hour. And then between 8.30 and 9, the legend from Strictly Come Dancing that is Mr. Len Goodman.
Oh, Baboon! 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 Baboon!
La, 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 la.
Len Goodman.
7.
Len Goodman.
8.
Len Goodman.
7.
Len Goodman.
8.
Len Goodman.
7.
Hey, Ozzy, do your Len Goodman impression.
7.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So we'll speak to Len because Trinity Come Dancing, Saturday night, BBC One, is coming live from Blackpool. From Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. So Kimberly and Len Goodman are both on the phone in the next hour of the show. Not together. Don't start rumours.
Chris, I can't believe you told everyone that me and Len are getting on.
I didn't say anything, Kimberly.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Let's get the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past eight.
And the weather starting dry for most places, but then the rain is starting to spread in again from the southwest of England. Somebody texted in earlier to find out what the weather's doing on Exmoor.
That's right, yes.
Right, it'll be light rain, maximum temperatures about 11 degrees. So
hang on. Light rain?
Yeah, light rain.
What, drizzle?
I'm gonna say showers.
Right.
And there'll be light showers. So it won't be like, you know, torrential rain, but it will be damp.
Is light rain heavier than drizzle?
I put drizzle...
As first. Well,
drizzle
no,
first.
No, there's spitting first, isn't there?
But that's before it gets going. Do you want to put spitting first?
Spitting first.
Spitting,
then drizzle.
Light rain,
heavy rain,
downpours,
and
torrential rain.
Yeah. Mm.
And monsoon would be like the last one. Mm. But there won't be a monsoon.
But it's not a monsoon.
No, it's not.
It's nice to know that you're making this really clear for everybody.
Light rain, 10 degrees. So stick a coat on. And an umbrella. There will be showers across most of the UK by this afternoon. More showers for the weekend, and it will feel quite chilly as well. 7 minutes past eight now.
Please stop playing Granny Boily Egg. Oh. She sounds like my ex's evil mum, says Meg.
That's not nice.
However, Gareth from Doncaster says, yay, I love Granny Boily Egg. So, you know, Granny Boily Egg is becoming a bit of a star.
Mm.
You know, when she first... Will you tell him?
When I left Greece, yeah. I couldn't cook boily egg.
Oh, granny boily egg, 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 granny.
Oh, Matthew.
Granny. It doesn't really work, does it, granny boily egg?
Oh,
because
Matthew.
The original is Nana Windows, and it can't be Nana Windows.
Hello, it's Nana. The inspiration for Nana Window.
Yep.
To all the nanas in the UK.
Yep.
Get down to my reggae beat.
Oh, yeah.
Nana Window, Nana Window, na window. Nana Window, Nana Window, na window. Nana Window, Nana Window, na window. Nana Window, Nana Window, na window.
Ooh, window.
The window.
Do you know that there's a new version of that?
Is there?
Mm-hmm. We had to... Because you know when we did it, the one take of it we've got, I ad-libbed the verse, and it doesn't really make any sense. There's a lady in the window, and then the window, window, like yeah. that. So me and Dave have written a new a verse each, two new verses but for weirdly, Nana Windows.
But weirdly, though, to counteract the fact that the original version was made up on the spot, the proper version wasn't much different, because we literally wrote it while we were recording the song.
Oh, but boy, it's good. oh, boy, it's good.
It sounds brilliant.
It sounds brilliant, Alad.
Dessert.
Oh, I think Nana Window for Christmas number one.
Mm.
Do you know
not what? In this country.
Yeah.
But in Cameroon.
Or yes. Germany.
Germany. They love yeah, they would love it.
Yeah.
Or Scandinavia. Yeah. I think they'd buy it.
Mm-hmm. Guten Tag.
What is that? Is that German?
That's German. Hello.
Mm.
Good day, literally.
Wow.
Yeah. Guten Tag.
Mm. Achtung. Danger.
yeah.
Schnell, schnell.
Quick.
That's right.
Kartoffeln yeah. Kopf, potato head.
die Ecke, round the corner.
Mm. Ich weiß nicht.
Blumenecker? What was that?
Die Ecke.
Die Ecke.
Round the corner.
That sounds like something you say if you're from Yorkshire.
Die Ecke.
Where is the pub? Die Ecke.
Mm.
Like that.
Yeah. It's just a thought.
Entschuldigung is another good word.
A what?
Entschuldigung.
No, thank you. I'm driving. Kimberly from Girls Aloud, which I'll speak to her in two records time.
This is The Cube, right? Where just seven games stand between you and £250,000.
Right.
These games are simple, yep. But when played inside The Cube,
yep.
Everything changes.
Brilliant, thanks. It's 8:10. Hey, Alan, we should play you Paolo Nutini, because you love that song, don't you?
He's in the live lounge today, so yes.
It's climbing up the chart because of you. So Paolo Nutini will follow the Black Eyed Peas. Well, you looking at me. Yeah, thank you.
Last orders.
Paolo Nutini, pencil full of lead. Matt, what do you think of that song?
I'm with Alan. Dreadful.
What? You liar. Didn't you just... You just said, this is growing on
no,
me.
Well, yeah, reluctantly.
Hang on. Who
it's
just,
dreadful.
Did you just not say off the air, this is growing on
actually,
me now?
Actually, no. It wasn't the word growing you used, was it?
I said I'm tolerating
that's
it. I'm learning.
Word.
Do you know what? Matthew, with respect, you're wrong.
Fact. I don't get why you two love it so much.
Because it's...
How can you not love it?
It makes
it's
you
catchy.
Smile.
It's
it
like
makes
a 1950s
you...
Charleston or something.
Yeah? So what's wrong with that?
Before my time.
What's before our time?
Oh, you cheeky little
monkey. Yeah.
Shut up, Lego Ed.
Does it not just make you feel happy, that song?
Yeah. You sure?
You're miserable. Hey,
she's minded by the sea.
Hang on a second. Look.
For the scenes, I'm out in a box, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite. Alan?
Yeah.
Come on now. Food in my belly and a license for my telly. Even plugs the license fee. Helping the BBC single-handedly.
Yeah.
And God knows we need the help.
Alan,
come on, tap your feet. Come on. One, two, three, four.
Best of all.
Do it, Alan.
Best of all.
I've got my baby. She's minded by the say she's all mine. Enough is gonna bring me down. Come on, Alan. Dance, Alan, dance.
Kimberly, please phone.
This is what Fridays are all about, Alan. Yeah.
Everybody should buy a bit of Paolo Nutini today. I'm going to buy it for you today, Matt.
Can I just say, I do like his other songs, because I know he's in this one.
No, I like his other songs, even if he wasn't
in this one. Don't backtrack now, because he's in at 10.
It's just this one.
Oh, yeah, he's in today, isn't
he? Live lounge.
Hey, Paolo, if you're listening, when you come in, why don't you slap Alan as soon as you see... In fact, why don't you get, in a non-violent way, get Alan by the scruff of his neck, get Matt by the scruff of his neck, and knock their heads together and go, oh, yeah, that's for you. Hey, hey, yeah! And for the rest of us, sing along.
Best of all.
I've got my belly.
Best of all.
Ryan in Mansfield says, Chris, pencil is immense. Now, I think he's showing his love for the song.
That's right.
I think he sums it up there in three words.
You're making me laugh so much, I'm getting stared at on the way to school, says Grace. Sorry, Grace. Matt, you're an idiot. The Charleston was from the 20s.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Charleston is the 1920s, you cretin.
Mm.
Sorry.
Chris and the team, I thought I'd let you know, there's a cow having a stroll on the M6.
Now, yes,
Dominic! Can you do a search for cows strolling on the M6, please?
I think it's near Junction 18, Dom.
There was a cow, and now it's all fine.
Okay, thank you.
Mm.
Please, as if Allard has any taste in music. Anyway, Cascada, my point is proved, says someone on the text.
I love Cascada. Don't pick on Cascada.
This is I'm it. Not picking, I'm just merely reading the text.
In all seriousness, actually, the fact that you two don't rate it has got to be a, you know, a compliment.
If Alan hates it, I definitely love it,
yeah.
Says Mark. I love it, it makes me wiggle, says Cleo. Almost at work. That match should get the sack, the fool. Paolo's track is great, says Lou in Tewkesbury. She's mighty violent, says she's all mine.
Nothing's gonna bring me scare the haters. Matt and I are both on playlist.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrifying, isn't it?
Do you know
it?
What? You are on the playlist, but I'll tell you something else just to scare you. Me and Dave wrote that song. Yay! Let's play it one more time!
Fourth time! No, come on!
We didn't write it, by the way.
Mm.
Right, 8:21. At this point in the show, it's time to say hello on the phone to Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud. How, Kimberly?
Yay!
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
No.
No, we can't say hello to her because she hasn't phoned us yet. Her cue was Paolo Nutini.
And there's been plenty of chances.
Hence, I've played it about 19 times, waiting for Kimbers to go, oh, he's playing that bloody song, I better ring him. And so far, nothing.
She's chickened out, which is worrying, because she's supposed to be on the show on Monday.
She won't chicken.
It's fine.
Whoa. Kimberly's from Bradford. She don't chicken out.
Really?
Nothing. Yeah. Sorry. Don't you diss my Yorkshire...
See?
Company going, oh, she should be here.
That'll be her on the phone.
Probably, that's the reception saying, Kimberly's here, she turned up. Well, like that, what do you mean? You must be on the phone, love.
Hang up on me.
Really?
Someone else.
Was it Paolo Nutini?
Yeah.
Or Kimberly really doesn't like me.
Paolo ringing the studio, so now he knows exactly where you are. Mm. Oh, that's Paolo. Hello, Paolo.
That's only so joking.
Is it someone messing around?
Yeah. How weird.
Hey, while we're waiting,
yeah.
I did something good yesterday. Your mum would
Did you have a bath?
No. Your mum would be proud of me.
You joined the Cliff Richard Appreciation
no.
Society.
No. I went...
You found Jesus?
Almost.
Right.
I went to church.
Wow.
And I went to St. Joseph's in the village, and I went and put some money in the box for St. Anthony. To thank him for finding my ring.
St. Anthony is the man that you pray to when you want to find things.
And it works. Yeah. Do you know, St. Anthony has never, ever let us down. My mum uses it all the time. I know your mum prays to St. Anthony as you've lost something.
I have said a little prayer to St. Anthony before, and he has found things. He found my car keys once.
Did he?
Yeah. Now, you know, him being a saint and all, you'd think he'd have bigger fish to fry. But he was very good at finding car keys. Sorry to tell you.
We found Kimberly.
Oh,
what's St. Anthony again? Thank you, St. Anthony.
Morning, Kimbers.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm so sorry about that.
Were you having a big poo?
No, my phone completely crashed, so I didn't have anybody's number, so I'm sat here listening to you lot. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well. Now, can I ask, you have to answer this honestly. Are you, because you sound awake, have you been awake for a while, or are you just putting it on and you're still in bed?
I'm kind of still putting it on. I've only been up about 20 minutes, and I got up specially for the occasion, so yeah.
Here's
in morning mode.
Here's what I imagine, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm not being pervy, but this is what I imagine. I reckon you wear pyjamas that are striped, you have slippers and a dressing gown.
Of course.
Yeah!
Pajamas up to the neck. Yeah, of course.
Like a toothpaste advert. That's what we're imagining.
Do you wear socks in bed because your feet get cold?
My feet do get really cold, but I can't wear socks in bed. They annoy me. I have to kick them off. So
you could start.
Have cold feet.
You start the night with them on, and then you kick them off when you get to.
And then you sort of kick them off as the night goes on. Yeah, that's what I do.
This is, by the way, if anyone's just switched the radio on and thinks they tune into the Today programme by mistake, you haven't. So you're at your house?
I am, yes.
Is the heating on? Is it nice and warm?
The heating's on. It's very warm, yeah. I'm just about to have a cup of tea and some breakfast.
Wouldn't you love to be Kimberly's flatmate? Don't you just think that would be...
It'd be a lovely flat, wouldn't it?
It'd be a nice place to live and she'd probably look after you and...
Yeah, it's nice and cosy and welcoming.
Aww. I bet it smells of flowers as well.
It does.
Yeah.
Always have some fresh flowers,
always.
You know.
And I bet you as well, Dave, I bet the odd scented candle.
Yeah.
Oh, a few of those, yeah. You've got me right, actually, you see.
You
said it worked out.
See, you know, I spent a bit of time with you. I'm sussing you out.
Yeah, you know me well.
So, listen, so we're talking about this BBC Switch gig on Sunday, which is very nice of you to host it.
Yeah, it's
going
to be good. I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous because I've never really done anything like that before, but it's going to be a good challenge and I think it's going to be a good show.
Have you picked your outfit already?
I'm in the process of choosing outfits at the moment. That's
me
one of
too.
The best parts.
What do you mean, me too, Alan?
I know what to wear. I wouldn't want to clash with Kimberly.
No, we'll have to have a little conversation, I think, in the morning.
Will it be one outfit, or will you do a bit of a change halfway through?
I don't know. I might try and squeeze a couple in there, I think. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
I might as well.
Yeah, go for it. Wear them, and then send them back.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only problem is we can't really get away with that when people see you in it.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Alan, you can, though.
That'd be a good plan.
So, it's a good lineup, Sunday. Is it on Radio 1 live? No, it's
no,
not.
No, Dev will be doing inserts all day, and then we'll be playing some of the acts that evening after 7.
After 7 o'clock? When,
yes.
Okay.
Ah, right.
So it's going to be Alexandra Burke.
Yes.
Have you met her?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she's lovely.
She's a nice girl. The Saturdays.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know them, but they're like Girls Aloud. But not as good. And then and then you've got Shaheen from Britain's Got Talent, the young lad.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's really good, he's got a good voice.
Quite looking forward to hearing him live, actually, that'd be good.
I bet he's looking forward to meeting you as well. You're probably a hero to him.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not.
No, you might not be.
I'm pretty sure I won't be.
And then there's Pixie Lott.
Yep, we love her.
Now, how do you get on with the N-dubs?
I've never met them before. Do you think I should be a bit scared?
No, they're really nice.
They're really, really nice.
Are they really nice?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I really like them, so hopefully we'll get on all right.
It wouldn't surprise me if the girl from N-dubs, who's quite tough, by the way, right? You won't want to get on the wrong side of her, but she's lovely. I reckon she is a secret Girls Aloud fan. I reckon when she meets you, she'll get a bit giddy. And I'm serious as well.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Because you know you
I'll
always,
let you know.
Because you always meet people in bands that love people, other bands that are completely different.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you appreciate them for what they do, I suppose, don't you? And I do appreciate them for what they do. So
yeah,
we'll
exactly.
See. Hopefully, we'll get on.
There's a great bit of video footage of Liam Gallagher meeting Girls Aloud, and it's an immense.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it?
It's brilliant. It's
I was just
cool
thinking the same one. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's Liam's being all Liam Gallagher, and the girls are being all the girls, and it's just a lovely. And Sarah gets a little bit giddy because you know she would be in Oasis giving half a chance.
Yes, she does.
and Liam obviously secretly loves a little bit of biology and the Love Machine, you know, but kind of.
Yeah.
It's a nice little thing.
It is a nice little moment.
And then there's also JLS performing and the Black Eyed Peas on Sunday.
I know, amazing. Brilliant.
Now, is everything all right with you? Are you happy? Are you having a bit of a break? Are you resting? Are you actually getting some time off?
Yeah, no, I mean, after, obviously, Kilimanjaro, then the tour, I was pretty tired. So I've taken a few months off, been on lots of holidays, and now I'm just kind of getting back to work. But it's been nice to have a bit of a break and do normal stuff, you know, see your friends more and stuff. It's been nice.
What's your mate Cheryl Cole up to these days? We haven't seen her for a while.
Yeah, she's not really that busy, you know. Just
keeping her head down, yeah, having a little break.
I'll tell you what, though, Kimbers, if I were you, I would not be happy with her.
Why?
So I'm sorry. Her mentor, her pal on the X Factor, she brought Will Young out. Where were you? I thought that was a guaranteed trip abroad every summer for the next 5 years.
Oh, bless you. No, I think she didn't really know what to do with the boys because it was a bit of a sort of new ground for her. So I think she needed Will to sort of help her in that direction. But
I bet
I'll be back.
I bet Kimberly's sitting there watching the telly on a Saturday night and they're revealing who's got who. And Cheryl gets the boys and Kimberly's like that. Oh, Robbie!
Robbie!
She's looking forward to going to one of Cheryl's houses which she doesn't own somewhere around the world in a glamorous location.
No, it's good fun, but yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. All right, well, look, the rest of the girls good? Everything fine?
Yep, they're all good, I think. Yeah, we're all kind of dotted around the place. But, yeah, no, it's all good, thank you.
And you all still happy and loved up?
I am, yeah. I am pretty loved up, actually. It's been a while as well, so
Give it a few years, Alan.
So far, so good.
A few years,
Alan. It's been, like, 6 years, so yeah. You've got, doing all right.
You've got marriage and kids written all over you.
Eventually, hopefully, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. When Girls Aloud finally finish, whenever that may be, even if they, you know...
Whenever, kind of go, yeah.
I reckon Kimberly will disappear and just become a baby factory.
I think there's a compliment in there somewhere.
No, it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I do want lots of kids, actually, I do.
Well, I think you'll be a lovely mum.
Oh, thank you, nice. Christopher.
I'm being so nice to them.
You are. What's wrong with you? That
concerns me.
Thank you.
No, I haven't said anything cheeky or saucy.
No.
I haven't mentioned Kimberly's bottom or anything.
But then you do know that Kimberly's coming on Monday, so you're probably reserving the perv until Monday.
That's true.
Reserving the perv.
Reserve the perv.
Yes, Kimberly, I'm merely reserving the perving.
Okay, I've got it to look forward to on Monday, yeah?
I thought you were going to say, okay, I've got to go. all right, listen, have a nice weekend. Enjoy yourself.
You too.
Have a great time on Sunday, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Brilliant. See you Monday.
Thanks Kimberly. Chris.
Bye.
Lovely Kimberly Walsh.
Do you know, a few people have pointed out that imagine having a conversation between Kimberly Walsh and Gary Barlow. It would be very, very relaxing and very sort of soothing.
I've been witness to
some. Of course you have, because that would have happened up the mountain.
And it is very relaxing. It's like putting on one of those tapes when you can't sleep.
Because she's got a very laid-back, relaxing voice, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Do you know, she's such a fan of our show. She's probably hanging on to speak to us off the air. Isn't that right, Kimberly? Oh, no, she's gone.
Technical fault.
Can I just say, by the way, obviously, most of people haven't met her. She's such a lovely girl. She's... And talk about feet on the ground, level-headed. Mm. You know, she loves the Girls Aloud thing. You know, she really works hard. Like, as she was saying, you know, she has to work hard on the dancing and all that and the rehearsals of the tour, and she goes, it's a lot of hard work, it's a lot of stuff to remember. And it was great having a chat with her and just spending a bit of time and going... Because asking questions that you just never think about. Yeah. For example, right, how do you remember dance routines? I don't know how... Right, so to remember a dance routine to one song is one thing.
Yeah.
Then you've got another song. Then you've got another song. Then you've got another song. Mm. And I was saying, so do the dance routines stay the same? So Love Machine, is that now the same routine?
Every time. You
know, every time.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, but then sometimes we extend the song and we add a little bit at the beginning and there's always new songs that we've got to learn. And she just goes, it's layer upon layer upon layer of new routines. Remember this one. Don't forget the old one. And then we've got to do biology. We haven't done that for a few years. I've got to remember how to do that. And it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
She goes, you've got to think about it all the time.
Mm.
What am I talking about? She's a pop star. She's got a great life.
Well, she's got a little announcement for us on Monday.
What?
A little announcement for us on Monday.
Is she?
No, it's not that.
Right, okay. Just... I don't know what the announcement is.
You really do.
What?
What? Oh.
Alan has just...
Right.
It'll give it away.
Do you know when you mime something to somebody and you get it a little bit wrong? Alan's just got it a lot wrong.
Yeah.
I'll explain
if Kimberly's
Monday,
making
sorry.
That announcement on Monday, I'm having a shower before the show and getting in early. So Kimberly's got a big announcement to make on the show. Monday morning.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, in the next half hour of the show, we're going to speak to the legend from Strictly Come Dancing, that is Mr. Len Seven Goodman. He is not only a star in the UK, but to all our Sirius XM listeners, our online listeners listening across the United States of America, from Dancing with the Stars in America and from Strictly Come Dancing in the UK, Mr. Len Goodman. We'll speak to him in the next half hour, probably in two records time, of which I will choose those during the news at 8:34.
And the weather, rain just about everywhere today. A few places already off to a wet start. Showers are spreading across the UK.
Oh, that's funny, is it?
From the west. I'm not laughing at that. They will die out later, but there will be some downpours across the... Are you eating sausage sandwich with your mouth open? That's disgusting.
No.
Feeling very cold over the weekend as well, so wrap up. 8:38 now.
I don't know if Kimberly is still listening or whether she's gone back to bed, but Kimberly, Jane Walsh, can you give us a ring back, please? Because I need to ask you something, and I don't have your number. And then she called us, so we can't call her back. But Kimberly Jane Walsh, if you're still listening, can you ring us back, please? I need to ask you something off the air. Thanks.
Right.
Do you think she'll ring back?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think she will.
I do too.
Do you think she's gone back to bed?
No. If we can find Dave's ring on the other side of the world, I think there's a chance she will phone back.
It's all about the ring.
It's all about the optimism and the ring.
You think?
I do.
So I said now, Kimberly Walsh, please call me back. I need to ask you something. She will now call back. Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
I say she's asleep already.
No, she's not. She'll be having toast and tea
in the
kitchen.
20 seconds and she'll phone.
Okay. Dominic says yes.
Yep.
Carrie Davis Prideaux.
No.
Comedy Dave.
I'm going to say yes.
Alan Hayden Jones.
No.
To a lesser extent, Matt Fincham.
Yes.
No.
Nice one, Matt.
Well, we shall find out.
Yeah.
Vernon sent me a text saying, look, Kimberly sound like Gary Barlow.
He's not the only person.
She's just dialing.
Is he on tomorrow, or is he having another weekend off, Vernon?
He's on, as far as I know.
He's got more holidays than Thomas Cook, that man.
Any sign
Couple.
Shall I play the Strictly Come Dancing game?
Yeah.
Should you do it with Len?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, let's not not.
Well, we've
blow
got
it
three
now.
Rounds, so we can play a quick round now if you want.
Okay.
Got to play that?
Yeah.
All right, I believe the scores are in.
Couple.
I loved it.
Couple.
You did it superbly.
Couple.
I think you're so cute.
Couple.
Huh. Right.
Huh.
Let's play the game then. The judges' scores.
Craig Revel Horn. 7.
Okay, so Craig's gone for a 7. Very high score from Craig. So where does Len go? Dominic Byrne.
8.
8. Carrie?
7.
7. Mm. Same as Craig?
Yeah.
Not a chance. I think 8. Dave?
8.
All right, let's find out.
Craig Revel Horn. 7.
Len go.
8.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a 7 from Craig, it's an 8 from Len. But what will Alicia say, Dominic Byrne?
7.
7. Dave?
8.
I'm going to go 8 as well.
Alicia Dixon.
7.
Yeah.
I'm still in.
Dominic, it is you. So it's a 7 from Craig Revel Horseface.
Yeah.
It's an 8 from Len Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7 from Alicia Dixon. For the game, what are you going for?
7.
What will Bruno Tagliatelle say?
Bruno will say 7.
7. Let's find out.
Couple.
Craig Revel Horse.
7.
Len Goodman.
8.
Alicia Dixon.
7.
Bruno Tagliatelle.
8.
Oh!
You are a loser!
I blew it!
Dominic is a loser. Dom is a loser.
Look at the phone.
Is that Kimberly?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I told you.
Told you.
You and I are rubbish today.
Be optimistic.
No, I don't want to speak to her on the air. I want to speak to her off the air.
Oh.
But you probably cut her off now, haven't you?
Yeah, almost.
All right. No, it's an off-the-air thing, that's all.
What do me and Dominic win?
And me.
You have won some Viennetta.
Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah. Must be a special occasion.
Mm.
Yeah, you've just won a competition, hence the Viennetta.
Sure.
I don't get Viennetta out willy and indeed nilly, you know. Right, it's 8:42.
1, 2.
Len Goodman coming up. New big lights will inspire you.
Let's hear it
New York. I love that song. I love it. And just on the off chance anybody is going to New York between now and Christmas, you might be having a little trip over there to do some shopping. I hope you have a wonderful time. And you stick that on your iPod as you're wandering around. Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. Oh, yes. It's 10 to 9. Golden hour in 10 minutes. Morning, Len Goodman.
Morning.
Yay!
Morning.
Seven.
You know what? You know what, Len? We've never met. And I, quite frankly, don't think you know anything about me or who I am.
I do indeed. I know exactly what you look like.
Right.
I listen to you when I'm in my car on occasions when I'm what they call a knob twiddler.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm always twiddling along and I'll come to you. Sometimes, I think, oh, I love that tune or, oh, let's listen to him. And so, yes.
Well, bless you, but...
I know you better than you know me.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because I know a lot about you.
Oh, God, don't start.
I know all about your life and where you grew up, and you know what? I think, in a man-to-man way, I'm a little bit in love with you.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, sir. Do you know what? Do you know how much I love you, Len?
Tell me.
I even watched Dancing with the Stars and Strictly Come Dancing.
Never. It's not because of Bruno. You're not over-attached to Bruno, are you?
Nobody is, quite frankly,
no,
Len.
No, you're right. You're right now you say it.
Because on Dancing with the Stars, and I don't know if you'd agree, but on Strictly, Len is like the voice of reason on the show. You know,
yeah.
Craig Revel's horse face, he's the moody one, and you are the nice one, and probably, you know, you're
I
very...
I would agree.
Yeah. But on Dancing with the Stars in America, I think you're a little bit more prickly.
I am indeed, because yeah. The other two are so nice. Mm. It gets on your wick in the end, if we were all like it, so I think I'll blow this. I'm going to go a bit bloody grumpy with them. So I become... I'm not exactly Craig.
Well, no, you're not.
No, but I do get a little bit more. Plus, you get tired, keep flying backwards and forwards to LA, so that gets me down a bit. And I'm not a great lover of Los Angeles.
Right. Well, you're not.
No, I don't know. Bruno loves it there, but I don't know. I don't get it. It's all... Everything's false. I don't like it.
And you got to drive everywhere. You can't walk anywhere.
That's exactly right. Everything's, you know, everything... All the women have got all bits and pieces stuck on them, and the houses. You look at this house, you think, look at that fantastic house with turrets and everything. Then they're building one next door. They're made out of chipboard. They're just knocking them up with a blooming staple gun. It's incredible.
So run me through, then, your week, because I don't think a lot of people realise that the American version of Strictly, which is Dancing with the Stars, runs at the same time as Strictly. So run me through a Monday to Monday in your life at the moment.
Well, I do Sunday to Sunday, because Sunday morning, Bruno and I get a plane to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and we get there about four in the afternoon because of the 8-hour time difference.
Sure, yeah.
So we're there. Monday and Tuesday, we do their show. Their show's Monday and Tuesday. The show's on a Monday and the result show's on a Tuesday.
Okay, right.
Wednesday, we get the first flight, we camp, which is at 6 o'clock at night. So Wednesday, we come home, we get back Thursday. Friday, I either do It Takes Two on BBC Two or do nothing at all. And then Saturday, do the show, and then Sunday, start again.
Wow. That is
crackers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's 10 times.
Brilliant.
There's only three to go in it now, so it's... The only thing is, of course, we're going to Blackpool this weekend, so on addition, whereas today, normally, I do nothing,
yeah.
I've got to get the train up to Blackpool in 11 o'clock.
But you could do without that, couldn't you,
well,
today?
Well, I could a bit, but, you know... I know some of the competitors, especially that Craig dancer guy, has been very excited about it. And they've all been a bit excited about going, you know, it's like going on a firm's outing.
And they're all going on a big bus as well,
they're
do you know
on
that?
A bus, yeah.
They're all going on a big tour bus,
like
yeah.
Cliff Richard in summer holidays.
So have you rated this year's contestants then, Len?
Well, I think the crop has been as per normal. There's been some good ones mm-hmm. and some not quite so good and some that have not... been not quite so good as that. You know, it's been a right old mixed bag, really. So, I don't think there's as many, perhaps, as good ones as sometimes.
Right.
I don't know, when, you know.
By and large, you think the right people are still in now? Do you think,
no,
you know...
No, I didn't want that lovely Zoe Lucker to go last
week.
Yeah,
that was a shocker.
That was a real shock, wasn't it? But it's a bit like the FA Cup, you know, suddenly Swindon and knock out Arsenal when you think, what's going on here?
Are you an Arsenal man?
No, I'm not a West Ham chap.
West Ham?
Oh, I'm going there on Sunday, Len.
Really?
Yeah, Evertonian will be in the away end at Upton Park.
That's right, I know, that's very exciting. I hope, love it, Everton, but I do hope West Ham win, because they won a roll now. They've won once, so that's great.
Len, let me run through some of these dancers, then. So, Craig Kelly, you just mentioned Craig. Here's a question for you, right? It's a bit... I'm just going to say it. Can Craig dance?
No. No, that's a good question. No, he's got no rhythm. I have told him that. So, you know, he hasn't. He's got no natural rhythm in him, you know. But that's not a bad thing, really. You know, I can't play golf, but I still go out there knocking the ball around. So,
fair enough. Yeah. Toughers
we all like, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock Toughers because he's a charming chap.
But be honest, I'll say it and then you tell me if you agree or disagree. And I'll be honest, he's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Oh, definitely. You are dead right. And he's not taken it as quite as a big joke as I thought he would. You know, he is trying hard. So, yeah, good luck to him. No, I like old Tupper.
Nice fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
I tell you who else I like as well. Ricky Grimes.
Yeah. Ricky's been better than I thought. I thought he'd be useless. But he's a... You know, middle of the pack, isn't he? You know, I'm not saying he's the best, but he's certainly not the worst.
No, he's not. And I tell you, he's shifted about two and a half stone, and he looks like a different man. I can't believe I'm about to say, he's quite handsome.
Yeah.
He is sort of handsome in a sort of a, you know, if he was a vegetable, he's sort of like a cauliflower. Isn't
sure.
He?
Yeah.
You
know what
I mean? He'll appreciate that, yeah. I think. Yeah.
So, do you want to say who you think might win, or do you want to stay out
of
that?
Well, you know, anything can happen. Ricky Whittle, you've got to say, is up there, isn't he?
Yeah.
That Ali Bastin, if her foot's all right, she's up there. Jake Johnson has got an outside chance, I would feel. That Layla, who knows of Anton, if she can get her Latin a bit better, she's up there. And they must be the four front runners. But, of course, then we have the public who could knock all four of them out and Natalie Cassidy could win.
That's very true. It's a very, very good point.
Do you think
never know.
Chris Hollins has got an outside chance or not?
Well, handsome Chris. He's got a bit of a mummy's boy. As long as he keeps going round to his mum's and practising and that, I think he's got a chance, yeah.
Well, you know that the girl who reads our sport news, Karen...
I don't say anything. I know.
This is the reason I ask, of
course.
They had a little fling, didn't they?
Well, no, they were... How long were you together, Carl? You and Chris? A couple of years? Something like that? Some on and off, like that?
About 4 years.
4 years?
4 years.
Imagine that, Len. Waking up to that for 4 years, Len.
No way. She must have been heartbroken when that young hunk departed.
All right, well, listen, I don't want to take up any of your time. I really appreciate you calling us, because I know you have an unbelievably ridiculously busy week.
It's my pleasure.
So I appreciate it. And hopefully I'm going to come to the show one week and I'll finally get to meet you.
And we'll meet up and we'll bond.
I want a big cuddle.
We'll have a lovely cuddle and we'll bond.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Len?
Yeah?
Hello, it's Aled, by the way. Will you come in one day to the studio? Maybe not when the series are running because you're so busy.
After the 25th of November, that's when the American one finishes.
Let's
do it.
We've
got the run up to Christmas.
Okay.
Love to come in.
And listen, Len, I know you're busy. I know you fly to LA on a Sunday, then you do the show on a Tuesday, you fly back, and you are really busy. But, Len, think of all that money.
That's all it is. It's greed makes me do it. Hey,
and the air miles, Len.
And the air miles, the gold cards.
Hey, Barbados for Christmas, Len. Hey, have a great time in Blackpool. Enjoy
it. Yourself.
Cheers, Len.
Bye.
Len Goodman, what a top man. What a top man. So there you go. It would have been nice if it had just opened up about what he thought about the contestants.
Exactly.
Held back too much.
People who sit on the fence and don't offer anything.
Len Goodman.
Nice man.
Seriously, what a life. Can you imagine? Saturday night, you do Strictly Come Dancing on the telly. 9 million people watch you. Then on a Sunday morning, you get on a plane and you fly to Los Angeles. Then a Monday and Tuesday night, you do the American version of Strictly live, which probably gets God knows how many million viewers there. Then you fly back and then you have a day to get over your jet lag before you're back in the studio doing it all over again. What an unbelievable... That would kill you. And Len... And I'm sure he won't mind me saying, I think he's in his mid-40s. So, you know, he's an age.
Do you know, I'll be honest, I think he might even be late 40s.
Really? But what a life. What a great... I mean, how brilliant, but tiring at the same time.
I bet it gets him down, all of that.
Well, because you...
Everyone would think it's still showbiz.
Your jet lag is non-stop. You can't get out of it. If you're doing that flight, you're flying to LA. What's the LA? 12 hours?
Yeah.
13 hours or something? So you do that on a Sunday. You're doing it again Wednesday night. So he can't go out. When can he go out? Saturday night, he can't go out because the show finishes. He's got to be in the airport Sunday morning. Sunday night, he gets to LA. He's too knackered. Then Monday and Tuesday night, he's doing his telly show. Wednesday night, he's back on a plane. The guy can't go out.
He must have to have a couple of beers on the flight, I would imagine. It's the only time he can put his feet up, isn't it?
Surprised he remembers who's who.
Yeah.
In the two series. Kelly
exactly.
Osbourne,
I think Kelly Osbourne is brilliant. No, she's in the American version. I should have asked him what about the American version as well, because I'm watching it on a Friday night like a loser that I've become.
And Kelly's doing really well.
Don't tell me. I know. you should have seen Melissa Joan Hart do the Charleston the other week. It was amazing. Oh, she was great.
We can ask him all this when he comes in properly live after the 25th of November or 26th.
25th. I'm all over Dancing with the Stars, Alan, like you wouldn't believe.
Well, good luck, Kelly.
It's not as good as Strictly, by the
way. Is it not?
Nah. Kelly's looking good, though. She's all right. She can move, that girl. Seriously. Mind you, I've seen her move before, you know, at the big weekend when they shout last orders. Woof, she's straight in there. Never seen anything move so fast.
Like Usain Bolt, she was.
Oh, blimey. Right, it's 9:01. We're so late. We've got to do the golden now, everybody. The Chris Moyle Show. It reminds me of school.
Yeah.
I think I was just doing my GCSEs when
I was five.
Were you? Oh, yeah. That was it, yeah.
I'm going to BBC Switch this weekend as well, because I fit right into the age gap.
I've never worn a thong.
You are that age gap. The gap.
So hang on a second. Don't jump over that. You've what?
I've never worn a thong.
You don't know what you're missing. Can I do the big ho build up again?
Yeah.
Ho! Your butt. Here we go. Who's going to do it, Dom?
Come on. Well, I don't mind if Dave...
Go on, you lead.
One, two, one, two, three. Oh, pick a key, any key.
Yeah. That's my interpretation.
Do you want to do it, Dave?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Beat that, Dave. Yeah.
you can beat it, because he'll do it in the right note. Hit me now, go. Comedy Dave is stood on a hill. The wind is blowing. He opens the buttons on his shirt. He punches the air and he goes. Thanks for listening to the show this weekend. Have a great weekend, whatever you do. Strictly Come Dancing's live in Blackpool on Saturday night.
Top of the tower.
That's how me and Rachel roll on a Saturday night. We're back Monday morning at 6:30. Kimberly from Girls Aloud is going to be coming in to join us and hanging out. And Fern Cotton is on now.
Hi. So just swear.
Yeah. Fern.
Yeah.
What?
No, don't worry, love.
How are you? Are you good?
Yes, we are great!
It's Friday!
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Mega.
I just met loads of models and they want to give me a signed copy of their calendar. Now, I don't want to say that models live up to their stereotypes, but they were very beautiful and all very lovely and quite giggly and quite loud.
Yeah.
And they came along to give me signed copies of their calendars.
Why?
They hadn't signed them and they also didn't have a pen. Now, if you're going specifically to give someone a signed calendar, surely having them signed in advance or indeed bringing a pen is vital to this procedure.
I guess so.
Anyway, I left them with Piers and no one's seen Piers since.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw Piers upstairs wearing a pink jumper and it looked a bit flushed.
Yeah, because he was hanging out with the ladies, that's right.
My favourite comment of your show today...
Oh, here we go.
...was from Alid.
Oh.
No, it's good, Alid. And I think it's something that we should use in future.
Hmm.
And that is Christopher reserving the perving.
Yes. Reserve the perv.
Reserve the perv. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And keep reserving at all times.
Park the perving. Park it.
I've decided that that when I compliment you, you see it as a filthy, dirty perv. So from now on...
Because they are.
There are no more compliments from me.
You know, you can compliment. You know, friends, you compliment each other.
No.
But
you take
it a step too far.
No complimenting from now on.
Okay.
So that's that.
Right.
You are merely... You are, in my eyes now, like my friend Imaginary Martin. He's nice and everything, but you wouldn't want to.
Right? No, okay.
How I look at it.
Right, okay.
Me and Dominic were just saying that your hair looks very nice and shiny today.
I washed it.
Stop perving.
It looks nice.
No, we're just saying. It's nice. Shining.
On the show yesterday, I hadn't washed it for 5 days.
Yeah, I heard that. And then Greg said he hadn't had an actual wash.
Hello. Sorry. Now, if I'd have said you had nice hair, you'd have gone, whatever, weirdo.
No, I wouldn't have, because that's just a nice...
Okay, you've got nice hair.
Thank you, Chris.
I really like the way it hangs down over your body.
Reserve the perv.
No. Park it.
All right, I can compliment you and make it sound nice and not pervy.
Go on, then.
Okay. I think you look very nice today.
Thank you.
I like it. Are your legs... Are you wearing a little dress?
Have I got legs?
No, are your legs on display today?
They are visible, yes.
I like that. I like Fern because I think she has a really nice figure and I think she's very attractive and she wears clothes very well. She could have been a model in the way that clothes aren't just clothes, they're a part of her. And right. I think she looks amazing on an almost day-to-day basis.
Okay.
Is that probably taking it a little bit far? But that's good, fine, thank you.
Do you know what? It's no wonder you go through so many boyfriends. You are just a nightmare to please. You really are. Do you know what, Cotton? Shove off.
Come on, Christopher. There's got to be a happy medium there somewhere.
I'm not talking to you.
He's actually turned his back to the microphone.
I can't hear you.
Okay. He's gone swimming, Fern.
He's gone swimming.
Yes, I'm going swimming right now. Where are my armbands, Alan?
He's swimming in his own pool of emotion.
Grab your Lilo. Off you go. But look, seriously, you know I love you, and we just keep it like that.
Sorry, can I hear something? Hello? Is there a voice? Hello? Hello?
Come on, Chris.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest. I've always fancied Holly a little bit more anyway.
Bye.